or PFW Mobile.
Bring Mr. Ken, KA3JCA.
How you doing this morning, Richard?
Text last night.
It sounds like you're doing some more Excel spreadsheet work.
I did, and I actually didn't realize it because the screen is so small. I actually found a couple of just typos or reverse letters that I corrected. But I'm getting ready to add all the North Carolina repeaters to that same database. I'm going to add them all. There was 32 of them. Thought somebody else keyed it in. Thank you, Ashley. I'm going to try to look up Tennessee and Kentucky, too.
The way I, you know what I mean, when I was traveling through there, it worked out. Does PRN stand for Private Radio Network?
PRN, I'm not sure, but I can look it up real quick.
Stations out of Texas that's linked to it.
We're HGX. Good morning. Good morning, Rich. The code plug.
Yes, I am, sir. I've cleaned up a little bit of the South Carolina ones, but I'm getting ready to add all 32 of North Carolina. I think I'm going to add some Tennessee, Georgia, and Kentucky, and I may break them down individually.
That way you can at least keep track of them.
And I can also upload them to their site to say, you know, like Georgia or North Carolina or whatever, and then if somebody needed one put together, I can put it together.
Get yours set up.
Very similar to yours. Yes, you know, I got a bunch of stuff hidden right now because I don't have a hotspot.
I understand that. Seems to be a whole lot of information trying to sift through it on the radio, doesn't it?
Right about that, you're going to wear out that front toggle button.
Sure, that little spinny knob be spinning away to get through all that.
Or I'll bring it with me in the morning. Put back into it some of the local repeaters that I had in it originally. I got to put them back into it.
You working today? KA3JCA.
No, sir. I am on my way over to work on the tool truck, but I am not running the route today.
I talked to Ken yesterday, and I set up some groups. And I don't know if I can't remember if I texted you or not, but if you talk with him later, he'll explain what I set up.
Text me that already, and did you set it up different than what's in the code plug I got from you, or did you set it up the same?
I set it up the same for yours and mine, but since I added Ken's and Andrew's, and I don't know if I did that to yours.
If you'll just send me an updated one, if you don't mind, I'll make sure it's there. That way I've got it all.
Add any more to your... Did you add any more to your code plug yourself?
Not.
One that I gave you the other day, I think you should... we should be set. Okay. Yeah, I'll add those two groups and then I'll send it back to you.
Andrew's asking what the details on the group are. He's listening, but he can't talk right now.
He just doesn't have a hotspot?
No, it's because family is there and he's they're asleep, so he can't disturb them.
And using the guest bedroom there. Hi. Okay. Not a problem.
Who sleeps at 10 a.m.?
I up.
Well, now 6 hours by now.
Tied with them today, Ken. I stayed in bed till about 8. But I was up till probably 1:30, 2 o'clock.
That's take a nap about 8 o'clock.
Off last night and didn't turn it on when I got up initially, but I laid back down and fell asleep, and I let Sally sleep till 10 o'clock, Ken.
Appreciated that. Well, guys, I am pulling up to Publix here. Got to go order a birthday cake for the grandson. So I'll try to catch up with you guys later and when I get done here. KN4 TFW.
Good to hear you today, KO4 HK.
On 3. Ashley won't be there till 2 o'clock, so you won't be able to say hi this morning. Hi, hi. you said you're working on the truck, Patrick?
Over there. I'll lose the repeater here shortly.
The frequency if you want.
When we get there, because if I go too early, it doesn't work good either.
KV2HXS. Morning. What, are you working today? You working on your truck?
No, when you work for yourself, there are no days off. So I'm having to work on the inside of it, getting it restocked and cleaned up and ready for this week.
Oh, I hear you. I got to go down in the basement. I got to start switching tools out for tomorrow. I got an install to do tomorrow and Thursday, so I'm going to be a little busy beaver this week.
At least you're staying busy. Keeps you out of trouble. I know how you are.
Hey, now, don't spread that kind of rumor around. It might be true. I'll let you guys pick it up. I'm going to go back to today's cleaning day, vacuuming up and getting the house straightened up a little bit. Gentlemen, have a good day. Patrick, back over to you. KB2HXS.
7-3, Dave. Good to hear you this morning. And Richard, back to the private call. What's the details on that? How does it work?
Basically, you have your private call, which is an individual, your individual DMR. So under the private zone, I can choose, like, your call sign, and it connects just me and you together. Nobody else can hear us. Under the group zone, I put in a group zone using call Patrick's group, called your, with your DMR ID, one for Adams, one for Andrews, one for Ken's, one for mine, so that if we want to go to Group P, we can go to Group P, or Group K, and then all of us can have like a round table on that particular one channel.
That doesn't matter if you're on a hotspot or on a repeater, correct?
Correct. As long as you can get into the repeater, it's my understanding that it works good. And listen, if I didn't give you this SC Heart ones, I will tell you that the Pickens one works fantastic. I can't really get into the Greenville one. The Spartanburg works fantastic. I talked to a guy yesterday, K9 or N9TN for Tennessee, and I think like 20 other people jumped in and talked to him. But apparently they've now hooked some repeaters in Tennessee to the to the NCPRN network.
I think I heard you when that QSO went on, because I've been monitoring the PRN on my hotspot, and I heard you, but I was busy doing something else, and I couldn't get back to you.
So, I think we got... Turn the radio down here in the background. So I think we have Ken up and running. Finally got him registered with the FCC. It took forever. Don't know what happened, but it kept locking him out, and I finally got it to take it. So he can request his GMRS one, too, if he wants. And I looked up that my GMRS data, and I couldn't find anything local to us.
I don't remember anything being down that way local to y'all. The closest one, I think, is up here in Fletcher, and I can barely hit it.
Well, I was telling Ken, too, that I looked up a repeater through Bridgecom, a digital repeater for DMR and for GMRS, but their repeater
and little four-cavity, 40-wax, full-cycle duplexer comes to like $1,900. So all we'd have to do is buy an antenna and buy some coax. But I would like to start maybe looking for a location.
To have a GMRS repeater up somewhere and another digital repeater.
Well, everything I've found says that the DMR repeater on Caesar Head is running or operational, but it has this one. Caesar or Greenville doesn't have any peers, so it doesn't connect to like Pickens or Spartanburg or anything like that. And so I'm not sure what's going on with that repeater site.
I know I've never been able to get anything on it, so that's all I can say.
That's part of my project. I'm going to try to find the trustee or the repeater operator and contact him and just see what's going on. Maybe, you know, it might be down for repairs. Who knows? And if some people are putting the bill themselves, it can become quite expensive.
Owning a repeater can come quite expensive quick.
Listen, I was going to ask you, I meant to ask you the date. You don't come down into my neck of the woods with your truck, do you?
That far down, that's another distributor's area.
Yeah, I was trying to follow you on APRS the other day, and that was neat. I was showing Sally, and then I showed her how her APRS data popped up when she turns her handheld on and gets a GPS signal. And so basically I should have three KA3JCAs, or actually two KA3JCAs, one for my base, one for my mobile, and then one for KA4JCA.
Across my display, as I'm driving around, I've received them, so they are working.
Yeah, that's good to know. I know I see him on APRS.fi, and I showed Ken how to do his up, and I've actually got his set up to transmit APRS, both digital and analog, when he's out and about. Hello, Ken.
Yeah, I'll bring it with me in the morning to transmit a little bit on it, see if it shows up.
Little gray circle at the top of your display there next to the power level and the promiscuous mode. If it's gray, you just have to wait till it acquires a signal before it'll transmit your data. If it's red, you should see a display about send data or whatever. And if you don't have any little circle there, then you have to turn the GPS back on.
At the house. I didn't bring it with me right now, though.
So, but we could test out the Spartanburg PRN with your radio.
Yeah, I was reading up on that site you told me about the PRN and that, and it says they don't like for you to do private talk on them.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I think they have it locked out, because I tried to call Chandler on private through the Spartanburg, and it doesn't work, but the Pickens one works fine.
Besides just going down through the rules and everything, not totally sure I understand all of them, but I'll figure it out.
For APX, are you guys getting hammered with rain down there?
Here earlier, it's not raining right now. I'm looking at the outside camera.
On Wade Hampton, it's hit and miss. It was raining, then it's not, and then it is.
Yeah, that.
Other one.
YK is for JCA.
W clear.